You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Well, I don't know how many of you have already seen the news or heard about this, but the CDC and the FDA are both investigating what they're calling counterfeit Botox. And they've basically issued this alert to everyone to let them know that there is this counterfeit Botox out there. And it is a multi-state investigation. Evidently, 9 states are involved in this. And, you know, the issue really comes down to a lot of the things that we talk about on our podcast and other plastic surgery type podcasts and informational sources is that although this has been a cosmetic usage of Botox, in all of the cases, I believe, except one, these patients have all gotten ill from the effects of botulinum toxin. And, you know, we talk about this a lot of times. And again, like I was saying, because it is being used mainly nowadays for cosmetic purposes, it still has to be considered a drug and a use for other things now in medicine. And we really shouldn't so haphazardly believe that anybody that says they have Botox should be able to inject it in anyone. And as they're investigating this, more and more is coming to the forefront as to really what's happening. And the investigation has led them to see that it was injected by non-medical personnel in non-medical settings, and they were either untrained or unlicensed practitioners. So although you may see it advertised somewhere, and although you may see that the price of that injection would be very inexpensive, let's say, you as the consumer still need to do your own due diligence and use your own good sense to really think if this is something that you would trust being injected into your body. And when I have patients that come to see me that say that they've had some bad reactions to whatever it was, and then they tell me that they may have gotten it in some back room somewhere, or they went to someone's home and had somebody injected who they're really not sure if they were a licensed practitioner in any way, I really am amazed, because I can't imagine too many other things that you would subject yourself to that's in that realm of medicine that you would just let anyone just do something to you. So if someone said that they are really good at pulling your teeth, I think you'd probably still want to go to a dentist, right? I mean, if you were really saying you were going to have something done that was really going to be potentially harmful to you, as opposed to maybe just buying, you know, some piece of equipment like a television set from someone's truck. All right, so the television didn't work as well as they said it would, but it's not going to hurt you, most likely. And I just worry a lot of times that the whole idea of cosmetic surgery, cosmetic procedures, plastic surgery type procedures get pushed into a realm that is not as medical, if you will. And I think it is up to us, and that's one of the reasons why I love doing this podcast. I love going on TV. This week, we're actually going on TV to talk about this whole counterfeit Botox thing, because I know the manufacturers of Botox, AbbVie, Allergan, are really working hand in hand with the FDA and the CDC to really try to corral all of this counterfeit Botox that could be out there. And I'll be going on TV in this week talking about how important it is. You know, again, this has been brought to the forefront because it's something in the news and everyone's hearing about Botox and people really understand what that is. But let's not forget a lot of people that travel out of the country or go to some back room somewhere where they're getting liposuctioning or they're getting fat injected somewhere, and they feel that somehow or another that this is going to be a safe thing to do. And again, if you really use your own good judgment and good sense, a lot of times it's going to spring up as this is probably not a good idea for you to do. And that's why it's always important for you to clarify things with your plastic surgery office, whomever you may go to for your injectables, and just, you know, talk about these things and really seek out expert opinions in places where you think the expert should be, like in a, you know, a real doctor's office, in a real, you know, licensed practitioner's office. That would be a good place to start. And I always want to bring your attention to these things that are in the media, because it's very important that we keep this plastic surgery world, this cosmetic surgery world intact, because it does do so many great things for so many people from a reconstructive standpoint, for just giving more confidence and more enthusiasm to your entire lifestyle. And I, you know, I've been doing this for many, many years, and I can tell you it's such a rewarding field because you really are helping people. You're helping them feel better about themselves and have a better outlook on life, etc. So there's so many positives to this. When something like this comes out, I think it's very incumbent and very important for plastic surgeons to come out and speak about why it is so important to know who's injecting it, what it is you're having injected, or for that matter, even the surgeries or the procedures that are being done. Just make sure that it's all something that makes sense to you as well. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution, and I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'll be back with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.